it really was chutzpah. I called up a bunch of musicians whose music I admire and I thought I might have some little relationship with, and I asked each one of them to write a song for me and then to produce me doing it. And strangely enough, most of them said, yeah.
David Bromberg's bio says he's played with nearly everyone and toured everywhere. And that's pretty accurate, especially when you look at the credits on his new album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. In the early 70s, David Bromberg was a first-call sideman for dozens of major acts. Bob Dylan, Carly Simon, the Eagles, Ringo Starr, Willie Nelson, and the list goes on. And it wasn't just guitar, it was dobro, mandolin, and fiddle, too. Besides that, he stayed busy writing and recording several of his own albums. So it's somewhat surprising, or maybe it's not, that in 1980, David Bromberg got tired of it all. But after moving to Delaware and opening an instrument repair shop, he slowly began playing in local jam sessions. And finally, in 2007, he released Try Me One More Time, which earned him a Grammy nomination. And now he's back with Use Me, performing new songs written by some of his favorite songwriters, like John Hiatt, Guy Clark, Dr. John, Keb Moe, and David Hidalgo from Los Lobos. When David Bromberg came by Studio A with his band, host John Platt started off by asking about the old days.
What was the first? Do you remember?
The first thing I played on?
Yeah.
It was an album by Screaming Tony McKay, but I don't have a copy of it.
Not Screaming Jay Hawkins?
No, Screaming Tony McKay.
Okay.
And then the next two were with a guy named Rusty Evans, who later moved to California and called himself Rye Cooper. This was before anybody knew Ry Cooder's name.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. And they were an exploitation of the psychedelic movement. You know, the lead singer was a wonderful woman who was a secretary at Oak Publications.
What made you in so much demand? Was that you could play anything?
I don't know. I'm just happy that I was. I know that, we did a track with Mac Rebenek, with Dr. John.
Right.
And I met Dr. John in Atlantic Studios because Arif Mardin used to call us for sessions. And I always thought that he would call us together because we were like his seasonings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, neither one of us could sound like a studio musician. We just did what we did. Well, you know how it can be, baby. Someone who's been bluffing all their life all of a sudden feels compelled to tell you the truth. Never gave two thoughts to it, maybe. And now you can't shut him up. It's like your priest hearing his confessions of a misspent youth. And you'd like to tell him some damn thing, baby. But what in the world would be that thing to say? Ah, when things quiet down round here, let's you and I slip around, saddle up, and ride on out of ways.
Now, that first song we just heard is one that you recorded with John Hiatt, right?
Right.
And he was kind of responsible in a way for generating this idea, am I right?
Yeah, well, he was playing in town with Lyle Lovett, and they called me up and asked me to come down, and I thought they wanted me to accompany him, but they wanted me to sing a few tunes.
Hmm.
And I sang a couple, and Lyle came back on stage. He said, do another, which was really nice. And afterwards, John said, you know, you ought to come down to Nashville and we'll fool around in my studio. So I was talking to Nancy about it, and she came up with the idea of my calling people up and asking them to write songs for me and producing it.
Ah, there's the brains behind the operation, as always, right? The lady of the house.
Now the fish can't swim, birds can't fly, but we keep on pumping to keep up the supply. What are we gonna do about the mess we made.
That was Digging in the Deep Blue Sea by Keb Moe and Ride On Out a Ways by John Hiatt, both performed by David Bromberg, and they're both on his new album, Use Me. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.